Today's daf is Nida Daf Samach Gimel, and we will begin from the top line of Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza. So, as we've seen throughout Masechtas Nida, much of the Masechta is not Nogeya Halacha L'Maisa. Midai Raisa, there's Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, meaning a woman's period during which time she sees Dan is broken up into 7 days and 11 days. And depending on whether she sees Dan during the 7 or during the 11, that's going to dictate what the halach is going to be. Additionally, a big part of Masechtas Nida deals with Tuma V'Tahira. When a woman becomes a Nida, she's also a Baila, she's an Erva, but at the same time, there's also a Tumah V'Tahira component. Not only is a Nida Tameh, but she has a very unique status of Tumah. Her Mayonois are Tameh, she's Metama, Mishka V'Moshav, and some of the complex sugyas in the Masechta dealt with the Tumah V'Tahira, which, again, is not Negeya Bizman Hazeh. Another halacha in Hilchas Nida that's not Negeya Bizman Hazeh is the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, on the top of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. And that discussed in the event that a woman finds a Kesem. So we're familiar a little bit with Dinei Ksamim. So the Mishnah said there was a way to determine whether or not this Kesem was, in fact, a Kesem or not. And that is, Chazal had a Mesorah that if you would take Shiva Samonim and you would apply them to the Kesem in a specific way, those Samonim would remove the Kesem. So much so that if you apply the Samonim and they did not remove the Kesem, that's a sign that the dam is probably not dam. And as it relates to Hilchas Nida, the Gemara discussed in yesterday's Daf Samech Beis, it would have implications, Lekulo, we would be able to say, if the Shiva Samonim didn't work, that's a sign that the thing, the stain that the woman found, was in fact not dam. Either way, so the context of the beginning of today's daf is more halacha is related to the Shiva Samonim. Again, this is something that's not Negev Bezman Hazeh. The Shulchan Aruch says we're not exactly familiar what the Shiva Samonim are, so we can't use them, not Lekula, not Lechumra. Either way, says the Gemara, one of the Samonim that were mentioned in the Mishnah was a Roik Tafel. So what were the Shiva Samonim? Roik Tafel, Mei Grisim, Mei Raglayim, Neser, Buris, Kamunya, and Ashlak. So the first one was Roik Tafel. Roik is saliva. Tafel is raw saliva. Says the Gemara Tana, Kol Shlei Tam, Kol Mi Ba'erev. What's the definition of Roik Tafel? So it's if somebody wakes up in the morning, his saliva, but only in the event that he didn't eat Mi Ba'erev. So what does Mi Ba'erev mean? Some Rapapa made the Rabbah. Maybe Rapapa thought that what it means is, Kaman Damalei Tam Midi Ba'urta. It means that he couldn't have eaten anything in the morning, and also nothing at night. Meaning, if he would have eaten something the night before, then that roik would not be considered roik tafel. So the definition of roik tafel is not saliva, it's raw saliva. Definition of raw saliva is, you haven't eaten, not only have you not eaten that morning, but you didn't even eat the night before. Amalei Rava, so Rava told Rapapa, it's not what it sounds like from the Braisa, miktani ba'erev. It doesn't say kol shloi tam klum ba'erev. You didn't eat anything the night before. Mi ba'erev ktani. It says you haven't eaten since the night before. Meaning, lafukah hechad kader v'achol. You could have eaten the night before. That would not negate the fact that it's still roik tafel. What then is roik tafel? As long as he didn't eat that morning, so the morning of when you're going through this process of applying the Shiva Samonim on the Kesem, as long as he didn't eat anything that morning, it's going to be considered Roik Tafel. If you ate the night before, it's not going to be a problem. Amar Rabbi Brachana, Rabbi Yochanan, is that Roik Tafel? Kasha Ovel Chatzoyis Laila Ubeshena. So Rabbi Brachana added to what the Braisa said, that it's not enough that you will like Tom Klum, but in addition to that, you would have had a sleep the night before. It sounds like you would have had to have been asleep during Chatzoyis. So if you were sleeping during Chatzoyis and you didn't eat anything in the morning, that's Roik Tafel. So it's another condition into what make something roik tafel. Says the Gemara, maybe the B'shem Natali Milsa, is that true? That you have to sleep? Is that what Rabbi Yochanan in Amoira said? But it seems to be, Omefurisha Mishnah, the Yavitz Gir says, Vatanya, it's a Braisa, Yoshan Kalayim, it's a roik tafel. If somebody slept the whole day and then he wakes up, the saliva that he has is not considered roik tafel. Neir kalalaila. If he was up the whole night, hareza roik tafel, then it would be considered roik tafel. So you see clearly that roik tafel has nothing to do with sleeping. So how could Rabbi Bar Brachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that one of the conditions of roik tafel is that you slept? It's mefurish not that way. Neir kalalaila, hareza roik tafel. It's a brisa. Rabbi Yochanan can't go connected a brisa. So the Gemara says, Hasam, when it says he was up the whole night, it doesn't mean he was literally up the whole night. What it means is b'misnamne. What does it mean by misnamnim? Hechidami misnamnim. Amar Ravashi, nimrloi nim tivloi tir. He was sleeping a shtickle, but not really sleeping. He was awake a little bit, but not really awake. Dekar leva ani, what does that mean? He's like semi-comatose. So if you would ask him a question, he can answer. But v'lo yodol adu a svara. But a svara, to say alumnus, that's really something you won't be able to do. But v'chi matkari le matka. But if you remind him of something, yeah, then it's going to come back to him. Either way, when it said neir kol alayla harezer, like tavo doesn't mean he was 100% awake. He had to have at least been misnamnim, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said kol sha'av alav chatzoyis layla ubashino. Doesn't mean he was in a deep sleep. As long as he was misnamim, that would be enough. The point is that in order for something to be considered roik tafel, number one, you could not have eaten anything that morning. So if you ate something during that day that you're applying the roik, it's already not roik tafel. Also, it's critical that this person have slept the night before, would not have had been in a deep sleep. As long as he would be misnamnim, that would be enough. Tana, another braisa discussing the technicalities of roik tafel, somebody wakes up early in the morning and he learns in the roik tafel, even if he doesn't eat, even if he chapped a good shlof the night before, that roik is no longer roik tafel. Learning makes your roik not be tafel anymore. How much learning do you have to do? So if in the learning that you did, you talked so much that you talked the amount that people speak usually during 3 hours, or roiv of how much people speak during 3 hours, that's considered enough speech for it to not be roik tafel. Meaning, eating makes the roik not tafel anymore. Talking also makes the roik not tafel anymore. So if you wake up in the morning and you learn, that's how you're supposed to wake up. It sounds like hishkin v'shano pirkei. So as long as you did a little bit of talking, that would be enough that it shouldn't be considered roik tafel. Hey, grisin li'isas grisin shalpul. So the Mishnah continued and mentioned may grisin as one of the examples of, or one of the Shivas Amonim, and then the Mishnah said that the definition of Mei Grisin is Li'isas Grisin Shopol. So it's Grisin are beans. So it's not just beans, but it's chewed up beans. So it sounds like, just like the Roik has to be Tuffel, not all Roik counts as one of the Samanim, the Grisin had to have been chewed, says the Gemara. At first glance, it would seem that the Tanaya, the Mishnah, that the Grisin have to be chewed, supports something Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that all of the Samanim that were applied needed be applied together with roik, and not just any roik, together with roik tafel. So presumably when the Mishnah says le'isas grisin, chewed up beans, it's because the roik that will now be together with the beans when you chew it is what's important. And presumably it's not just the grisin that need it then, it's all the sambanim like Rish Lakish said. So is this Mishnah just hinting to us something that Rish Lakish said, which is that all of the sambanim have to be together with roik tafel? The Gemara says it's not muchach. Mahavu the puma maili. Could be Rish Lakish is wrong or right, but maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means something else. There's a maila perhaps in chewing the beans. When you chew it, your breath goes into the beans, and maybe somehow that plays a role in the cleansing qualities of these beans. Either way, Zakti Gemara Masnis and like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. I didn't learn to advise Rabbi Yehuda says, Mei grisin roisech. What's the definition of Mei grisin? It has to be boiling grisin, meaning like bean soup, like really, really hot stew that comes from these beans. But before you put salt in, so it has to be unsalted. Boiling Mei Grisin, that's the definition of Mei Grisin. It's not the Mishnah's definition. Mishnah's definition is just chewed up beans. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be boiling, no salt. Thus, Masnis in the Lake Rabbi Yehuda. Zok de Gemara, my mashma, the high over lishna de aktumihu. So now we're going to digress a little bit. So Rabbi Yehuda said the definition of Grisin is Mei Grisin roiseach, va over sheitin latechai malach. So what's va'over? Before salt was put in. Says the Gemara, the time of the Braisa used va'over to imply before. Where did he get that from? Over doesn't usually mean before. Over has different meanings. You don't usually think of the word over as before. Right? Where else do you have over meaning before? A bracha you're supposed to make. Over lasayasa. But sometimes you find Chazal used this word over as meaning before. So what's the makartid? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Amakra vayorotz achimotz derech hakikar. Achimotz was running derech hakikar vayabares akushi, and he went before the kushi. Abayam mehacha vahu avar lefneir. When Yaakov encountered Esav, so the whole family met Esav, Yaakov went first. Who other lefnei? Vibay Yisem and Mehacha, a pasuk in Micha, Vayaver Malkom lefneiem, Hashem b'roishon. The Melech HaMashiach is going to come before Chal Yisrael, and Hashem is even going to be b'roishon. Vayaver Malkom, meaning the Melech is going to be before. So come on, Meiraglayim Shechmitzu. So another one of the seven Samonim was Meiraglayim, and the Mishnah said, what does Meiraglayim mean? Shechmitzu. It's urine that's gone bad. Says the Gemara Tana, Kamochim Mutzan. How bad? Meaning, how spoiled does it have to be? Shloisha Yom. So the Meir Aglayim in its natural state is not spoiled enough. It has to have been Hichmitz. 3 days later, that's when the Halach is going to be. Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Shiurei Chachamim Miksamim Tzarech Shir L'Shiurim. So Rav Yochanan commented that, you know, the Chazal gave a Mishnah with the seven Samanim that relate to Dinei Ksamim in different ways. He says all the Shiurim that the Chachamim gave really need help. We need Shiurim to explain the Shiurim. He says, why? Let's take this one for example. Meir Aglayim Shechmitzu Gimel Yavim. He says, I have a few questions. Number one, the Yaladei Dezaken. Is it the Meir Aglayim of a child or of an older person? The Ishai the Isha, of a man or a woman? Mechusin HaMegulim. When we say it had to be out for 3 days, covered or uncovered, meaning being out 3 days in the sun will be different than if it's out 3 days. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan said already in his days, right? The Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch that we don't rely on Samadim today because we don't really understand them well enough. Rabbi Yochanan already said that in his times he needed some help. So the Mishnah said that when you apply the seven Samanim, when you go through this experiment, so you have to do it 3 times. You have to rub it. So it's a little bit unclear. And sure enough, by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, so if you move it towards you and against you, that motion, back and forth, is that considered one? You have to do back and forth 3 times. So back and forth times 3. Or maybe back is 1, forth is 2, and then back would be a 3rd time. Mishnah said that if you applied it, or if you did all 7 at the same time, if you would take the 2nd set and apply it before the 1st set. So Rashi says, what's the 2nd set? It's the latter 4. The 1st set is the former 3. So Roik, Tafel, May, Gris, and Ameir, Glayim, they're the 1st set, they're the Rishayinim. Nesa, Buris, Kamunyan, Ashlag, they're the Achrayim, they're the Shneim. So what would be if you put the 2nd 4 before the 1st 3? So Tani Chad, the one Bryce said, Shneim, Alulay, that the Shneim count. Rishayinim, Layolay, but the 1st ones don't count. Tanya, either Rishayinim, Alulay, Shneim, Layolay. So it seems to be a blatant steer. I'm gonna buy a Bryce, no, either be the Shneim, Alulay. Really, they both hold the same thing. They both hold, both Bryces do that it's the Shneim, what you applied 2nd is going to work for Rishonim. Well, my Rishonim, Rishonim the Kisidron, Vishnim Lavaros. It's a matter of semantics, meaning you have to do it Kisidron. So over here, what you did was you put the 1st 3 2nd. So the Bryce is saying that the 1st 3 are going to work. I mean, the 1st 3 are going to work. If you now apply the other 4 after the 1st 3, which you put on 2nd, so it's going to count. Being that the latter 4 were done first, so those were Shalai Kisidron, you get nothing from those. What does help? The next 3 that you put. You put those 2nd, that's why one Braisa that referred to as Shneim. They were the ones that were supposed to be 1st, that's why one Braisa that called Rishonim. It's Alulay in the sense that they count as the 1st 3 of what you're supposed to do. So if you now put the latter 4 after that, it's going to end up that you did the 7 Kisidron, and that's how it's going to end up working. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. So we go from Ksamim, and we return to an idea that the Gemara had discussed previously in the Masechta, another eerie in Hilchas Nida, which is very much Halacha L'Maisa, and that is the Sugya of Vestois, or Vesosois. So what exactly are Vestois? So a Vest is a woman that usually sees Dam during the same time of the month or with the same amount of time as intervals between each Re'iyah. Or there were women apparently that would see Dam every time they did a certain thing. So there were certain symptoms that a woman would have that she would be able to somehow anticipate that this was the onset of the Re'iyah that she was going to have. Either way, once upon a time, it was Shchiach that a woman would have a vest kavua, meaning women every single month, literally, Tmidim Kisidron, they would always see Dam with the same surrounding circumstances. And as a result, the vest ended up being the time where we assumed that this woman was going to see Dam. And the halachas of vestas imply chumras, meaning as soon as the vest comes, this woman has to be concerned that maybe she's going to see Dam. So for example, there's an issa tashmish with her husband, even though she didn't see Dam yet. But there has to be a concern that maybe she's going to see Dam. There's also kulois, dayin shaitan, as the mishnah is going to chazer over now. But either way, that's the idea of a vest. Now the classic example of a vest is a vest that's related to days. So for example, a woman has a vest that she always sees Dam on the 4th day of the month. Or a woman has a vest that she always sees, she sees Dam every 27 days. So every 27 days she sees Dam. So it's related to a yoin. It's not related to an event. It's not related to symptoms. It's related to a day, whether it's a day of the month or it's a yoin haflaga. It's just the amount of days that are between the two Re'iyos. That's the classic example of vest. Our Mishnah is going to discuss vestos that Chazal referred to as a vest haguf. Not a vest that's related to the yoim, but that's related to her guf. That this is a woman that has symptoms, and these symptoms somehow are associated, just based on her past, her experience, with the vest. So Zokta Mishnah, Kol Isha Sheyesh La Vest, Daya Shaita. Any woman that has a vest, Daya Shaita. So again, we keep on referring back to the first sugya of the Masechta. First Mishnah was Shamayim. Shammai says, Kol Anoshim Dayin Shaitin. If a woman does a bedika, she finds dam, she doesn't have to be concerned that maybe there was dam there earlier. But Hillel and the Chachamim argued. And they said, no, if a woman does a bedika, she finds dam, you don't know when the dam was there. As soon as it left the makar, even if it's still in the koisle beis arechem, she's a nida. You have to be concerned now for tumah lemafreya. So sugi is limitations, but there is a concept of tumah lemafreya. But there were some exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions is this mishnah. We had this in the first mishnah, the masechta. It came up a few times during the course of the masechta. But kol isha sheyesh la vest. If a woman has a vest, meaning a vest kavua, daya shaita. Because if she found the dam on her yoim vest, so there's a chazaka erich bezmanu. But today is probably the day that she found. You don't have to be concerned she had it yesterday, because the chazak of Erech Bezman Eba says that she probably had it today. These are examples of vestos. Mifahekes, if a woman stretches, and when she does, she sees dam. Matesha, she sneezes. She has some abdominal pain, and that usually somehow comes together with a re'iyas dam. V'sheifas, or she's always seeing dam. The Gemara will explain what that means. U'kamintz mar moirois oichzenois, or she has fever. V'chen kayoitzebehem, and similar examples. The Gemara will explain what that means. So these are examples of vestos, v'chol shekavol ha'shloisha pavim, and if this happens three times, and they trigger dam, it raises a vest, that establishes a vest. So two things. First of all, when we talk about a vest of yoimi, so usually the understanding is that the yoim is the siba of the vest. So, for whatever reason, every 27 days, there's something biological about the woman, she's going to see dam. So, because she saw dam 27 days ago, that's like a siba maybe that she's going to see dam now. A yom ha-chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, this woman sees dam. In this case, these symptoms that the Mishnah described are definitely not sibos of re'iyos. They're simonim of re'iyah. It's because the woman sees dam that she has fever, that she has these chills, that she's sneezing, that she's stretching. These symptoms that the Mishnah described are a result of the fact that she has a riyah. But it doesn't matter. In Hilchas Vestas, it's one and the same. It doesn't matter if Lumdus decides that this is a siba, or Lumdus decides that it's a simin, if Lumdus decides it's a cause, if Lumdus decides it's a fact, it doesn't really matter. Here's the bottom line. Right now, the woman did something that usually comes together with a riyah. So even though, as far as we know, she didn't see dam yet, but Halacha says we have to assume that maybe there's dam. L'chumro, and even l'kulo, kol anoshim dayin shaitan. When it comes to a woman that has a vescovo. The point is that it doesn't really matter. It sounds like these are more symptoms that are results of the ria. They're not going to cause the ria, like we had kafza v'rasa earlier in the Masechta. So the kfitza causes the ria, but it doesn't matter. It makes no difference in the world of vest. That's the first thing. Second thing is the Mishnah says that how you kaveh the vest, the chol shekavol ha'shloisha pamim mareza vest. If it happens three times, then it's going to be considered a vest. Now the truth is that this halacha of the Mishnah is b'machloike shnuya. Which machloikis? One of the most famous machloikis is in Shas. Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe holds that a person is kaveh chazaka when something happens twice, or when he does something twice. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds chazaka happens with three times. The Mishnah that says, kol shekavol ha'shloisha pamim reza vest, this is stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that chazaka is happened when something happens three times. But according to Rebbe, that chazaka is b'shtayim, and a chenami. It wouldn't have to happen three times. It would only have to happen two times. We'll see a little bit more about that in the Gemara. As it relates to halacha, do we pass like Rebbe? Do we pass like Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara says in Yevamos Samachtal Ramadei Samachem and Aleph that it depends. Sometimes we pass like Rebbe. Sometimes we pass like Shimon Gamliel. So for example, regarding a katlonis, a woman that was married and her husband died. So if it happens twice, the halacha is like Rebbe. She's not supposed to get married a third time. We pass like Rebbe regarding katlonis. As it relates to a shara muad, for example, then we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Shara muad the chazal. Happens b'shloisha. This is a stam mishnah. Kol shekavol ha'shloisha pavim, I raise a vest. There's a little mem there when it comes to vestus, and it's
Beforish and Akamar Masachis Yivamis. We paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Either way, Zakti Martanino Chadazimna the Chura. This Mishnah that said Kol Isha Sheyesh Laves Daya Shaita. This is a Mishnah ready at the tail end of the Masechta. Nida Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. We had this on the base. I mean, this is something that we're quite familiar with at this point. Faiti Gemara. We know this already. Kol Isha Sheyesh Laves Daya Shaita. So the Gemara says Hasan Bevestis. The Yom Yachav Bevestis. The Gufa. These are different vestes. The Mishnah and the base of Amar Aleph is talking about your classic vest, which is a vest that's related to Yoimi. This Mishnah is talking about Vestas the Gufa. Kediktani, how do you know this Mishnah is talking about Vestas the Gufa? Read the Mishnah. Elohim Vestas. Ha'itz mefaheches, mateshes, chayches, pregresa, shulmeyeh, v'sheifas. Faith to Gemara, sheifas, ha'shafa. What does sheifas mean? Right, the Mishnah said sheifas. So Rashi seems to think that sheifas means kol yomeh aroya. She always sees that. She always sees dam, then she always sees dam. She has a problem in Hilchas Nida. But what does it mean that if she always sees dam, when she's always seeing dam, that's a vest? She's seeing dam anyways. Amr Ula Bered Rabbi Loi. No, it means something else. It means v'sheifaz dam tome mitoich dam tohar. Not all dam Nida is dam tome. Dam can be from the makar with hargosha. But if it's not one of the four colors, sometimes referred to as the five colors of dam, either the four or the five, it's the same thing. If it's not one of those colors, then it's referred to as dam toyar. So this is a woman that sees dam toyar right before she sees the dam tome. So then the ri'iya of dam toyar is considered a vest haguf, and the halachas of vestas are going to apply. Kmitz mar moiros. Then the Mishnah said, Kmitz mar moiros. If she has fever, that's another example of a vest haguf. Then the Mishnah said, and then things that are similar to that. So the Mishnah listed a bunch of examples of a vest haguf, and then said, etc., etc., right? The chen kayoitza man. So that's coming to be marba something. This is a woman who her head hurts, her evarim get heavy, she starts trembling, and the point is that she yawns. These are additional examples of vestoy saguf. That's what the Mishnah was referring to when it said b'chin kayoytzvim. Amar Abhuna Barchia Amash Shmuel. Shapur Barchia said in the name of Shmuel. Harei Amru. We're familiar with the halachas of vestas. So Rabbi Huna Barchia said, I heard in the name of Shmuel that this is the kitzur shulchan aruch of Hilchas Vestas. Not halacha l'maisa, but this is what Shmuel said. L'yomim shnayim. A vest that's related to yoimi, your classic vest, your vesta yoimi, if it happens twice, that's considered a vest kavua. L'vestos, as relates to vestos, if it's not vest of yoimi, then by process of elimination, he must have meant vest haguf, Zakrashi, as it relates to vestos of the guf, achas, one time. Meaning our Mishnah said vestos is three times. But said Rav Huna Barchia, I heard from Shmuel that Shmuel said, no, it's not three. And really, it depends on what the vest is. If it's the classic vest of yoimi, it's twice. If it's the vest of the guf, even one time could already establish a vest kavua. And then he added, but I agree, Shmuel did, that there's a concept of a vest that's established when something happens three times. What's that referring to? The vest that the Chum didn't talk about, that's the one, meaning there was one vest the Chum didn't talk about, that one happens three times. What is that? That's the vest that was included in the V'chein Kayoytzevahem. Chazal never spoke about it before. There's no Mishnah talks about it. Those vestas, Shmuel said, I agree, that's established when something happens three times. Amalei Abaya, as Abaya said, and take out the next few words. Take out Maiko Mashmalon. Amalei Abaya, Mishnah, L'chayr, it's a Mishnah. Topish, Rabbi Barula. Because didn't Rabbi Barula say that when the Mishnah said V'chein Kayoytzevahem, what is it referring to? It's referring to those things. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that the Tana of the Mishnah seemed to incorporate them in Vest Hagof. Right, the Tana Mishnah said that there's something called Vestagof. What's Vestagof? He gave a few examples. And then he said V'chin Kayoytzebem. He said, etc., etc. What's the V'chin Kayoytzebem? He gave a few examples. Shmuel is being mechalik between the Vestai Sagof that the Tana of the Mishnah said Mefurish and the ones that weren't said Mefurish. And the Gemara's Kasha is, in the Mishnah itself, it sounds like the Tana put them all together. And even though the Tana mentioned one of them specifically, and the other one just said v'chein kayoytzebehen, okay, that's just like saying, etc. If I can't, the Tana holds it's kayoytzebehen, holds it's the same thing. So it's not a stabber that Shmuel would hold that there's an afkemina and halacha between the vestes saguf that the Tana mentioned beforeish and the vestes saguf that are only known from the chein kayoytzebehen. So the Gemara says, Elomer Abayas. Abayas said, I think when Shmuel had a third example of vestaguf, he was referring to something else. He was referring to lasuya, achla shum verasa. If a woman eats garlic and she sees dam, achla betzalim verasa, she eats onions and she sees nam, kisses a pilpul in virasa, she chews on peppers and she sees nam. So that's already a shvachar type of vestaguf. That type of vestaguf would taka have to happen three times. So what's Shmuel's Shulchan Aruch of Vestas? Vest of Yoimi twice, vestaguf once. if it's achva shum verasa, achla betzalim verasa, kisa pilpla verasa, that's the weakest version of a vest. That vest kavu is only established if something happens three times. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, l'shmili hashmaita. So Rav Yosef heard what Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Shmuel. He said, wow, sounds like a big chiddush. I never heard this. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, so we know Rav Yosef was sick and he forgot a lot of his learning. And very often he would comment and remark about things. Wow, that's a big chiddush. Rav Yosef knew it. He gave shiurim on it. He was the Mara Deshmaitza very often for some of these halachas. But unfortunately, he forgot. So and Abaya would remind him. So the Gemara says, Abaya told him, no, Rav Yosef, you know this. Atam Rita Nahala. You told us this. You know this chiddush of Shmuel. And not just that, Vaho Amrita. I'll even tell you the context in which he told it us. So this is the next Mishnah. We'll see in tomorrow's daf. A woman that always saw dam, yoim haflaga, meaning a vest of yoimi, and she sees every 15 days. V'shinsel yoim esrim. And then she changed and she started seeing every 20 days. So if you remember, we had this earlier in the Masechta. Earlier in the Masechta, we were discussing if a woman can establish a vest during her yamei ziva. And it was in that context that the Gemara brought this. Because if she sees dam every 15 days, the 15th day is during her yamei ziva. Because the cycle is 18 days, 7 and 11. From day 8 till day 18, it's Yemei Ziva. So if she's seeing dam every 15 days, so it looks like we're establishing a vest during her Yemei Ziva, which is a problem in light of some of the sugyas that we saw earlier in the Masechta. So the Gemara there said that what it means when we say every 15 days, it doesn't mean every 15 days. It's 15 days after her Shiva Yemei Nida. So there's the 7 days of Nida, and then 15 days after that, which is really 22 days from the first Re'iyah, or 22 days, that's after day 18. So it's Taka during her Yemei Nida, or it's the onset of the Yemei Nida. It's not during her Yemei Ziv anymore, but we don't need that for now. What we need is just the basic halacha. So she used to see Dam, she had a vest kavua to see Dam on the 15th day, and then she changed to the 20th day. So the halacha is Evezah Asurim. She still has her vest kavua of 15. And now she has a vest she'enoi kavua of 20. So she's going to be also on the 15th, on the 20th. Shalish pa'amim li'emes. What if three times she now saw dam on the 20th day? So then the halacha is huter yoim chamisha. So a couple of yoim master. So now 15 is not a vest anymore. So you establish a vest when something happens three times, and you oiker a vest when it doesn't happen three times. So now three times she didn't see B'yayim Chamishah, so which was her vest. She saw on the 20th day, so now she switches. Hutu Yayim Chamishah, she doesn't have the vest anymore on the 15th. Right? Two things happened when she saw that three times on the 20th day. She established the vest for the 20th day, and she also removed the vest for the 15th day. The reason is she ain't ishik avas vest achet kvena sholish bamin. This is the Mishnah. The Amrit lan Allah. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, you forgot. You don't remember. But let me tell you what you said. You said Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. You knew this in the name of Shmuel. Zu divrei Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi. This is the shita of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi's son. Sha'am Amishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said over in the name of his grandfather, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right? Rabbi's father was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Even though Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argued throughout Shas, but they were really father and son, right? Which is a chiddush. But a father and son are allowed to argue in Halacha. The Goyin brings that the makar, that a father and son are allowed to have milchamta shel Torah. Is Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Kegoyin Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. There are other examples, but this is the classic example. There's some of the biggest machloikas in Shas are Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Reb Gamliel by Rebbe said in the name of his, he held like his grandfather, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Avol Chachamim Oyer, Reb Shmuel said, this is all Reb Gamliel by Rebbe who said in the name of Reb Shimon Gamliel. But Chum hold not that way. Chum hold Rasa in its Richa Loy L'Shamis V'Loy L'Shalish. That if a woman sees a Re'iyah to establish a Ves Kavush, she doesn't have to see it twice, and she doesn't have to see it three times. Ramin Allah. And we asked you then, Shamish, Abaya is reminding Reb Yosef exactly how this all went down. So we asked you then, L'Shamis Amrlo L'Shalish Mibaya. He says, why do you have to say that you don't have to repeat it and you don't have to see it three times? You're telling me you establish a Ves without seeing twice, you certainly establish a vest without seeing three times. The Amrit Lan, and you know what? You, Rabbi Yosef, told us, L'shano is bevestois, L'shalish b'yamin. You don't have to see twice when it comes to a vest aguf, because a vest aguf you establish when it happens even once, and you don't have to see it three times when it comes to a vest of yoimi, because a vest of yoimi happens when you see it twice. The bottom line is, Shmuel already said this concept. This is Mamash Shmuel's halacha, that there's an idea of a vest that is established when something happens once. There's an idea of a vest that's established when something happens twice. Vest of Yoimi twice. Vest Aguf once. Rav Yosef had said this over in the name of Shmuel, which is exactly what Rav Huna Bar Chia said in the name of Shmuel, and that's what Abaye told Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, wow, that's a geshmak lechidish. Abaye says, no, we know this. As a matter of fact, you know this. We heard it from you. But regardless, so the Mishnah says, how do you establish a vest? Kol sherasa, kol shekavol shloisha pamin hareis a vest. A vest is established when something happens three times. On that, Shmuel commented that not everybody holds that way. This is all Rav Shimon Gamliel, or Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi Sha'am HaMishum Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to the Chacham, it's not the way it is. The vest kavua happens when? If it's a vest haguf one time, if it's a vest of Yoimi twice, there is an idea of a vest that's established when something happens three times, and that's that shvacher vest. Achla shum verasa, achla betzalim verasa, kisses of pilpulim verasa. Says the Gemara, name is Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why did the Gemara say, Zu, or why did Rabbi Yosef say, Zu Divrei Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi Sha'amma Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Just say, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rashi's Moisef. What does it mean, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ever say it? I don't know if he ever said it. Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is the chazaka happens when something happens three times. So this zu divri, this is the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why does it matter that Rav Gamliel by Rebbe, who is Rav Shimon Gamliel's grandson, also said this? The Gemara says, I hear Hakam Ashmalon Shmuel, the Rav Gamliel by Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel's fearless. The chiddush was that Shmuel felt that it was newsworthy to say that Rav Gamliel by Rebbe held not like his father Rebbe, but like his grandfather Rav Shimon Gamliel. The bottom line is we passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So when it comes to Vest Kavua, it doesn't matter if it's a Vest of Yoimi, it doesn't matter if it's a Vest Kavua, a Vest Aguf, a Vest Kavua is always established when something happens three times, and it's based on Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds that a chazakah happens when something happens three times, and even though we don't always pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel, for example, like we said earlier, by Katlanis we pass on like Rebbe, there are areas in Halacha where we go to Chumra that a chazakah happens when something happens twice, but as relates to Vestis, Lekula Ula Chumra, we pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel that a Vest Kavua happens when something happens three times. Now that's Pashit, if a woman sees Dam once, based on a Yoimi, or maybe even a Vest Aguf, it would establish a Vest She'enoi kavua, that it would establish. But in the world of Ves kavua, which is much more chamer than Ves she'enoi kavua, we pass in like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Another Mishnah, Hoyselim Udali Yisrael, Betchilas HaVestois. If a woman saw dam during a vest, and Rashi says that we're continuing to discuss the Vestois Haguf, meaning this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, that isn't just talking about Vestois, but specifically Vestois of the Guf. So if she used to see Dam in the beginning of the Vest, at the onset of these symptoms, so let's say the symptom is she's not feeling well. So as soon as she starts not feeling well, that's usually when she sees Dam. So she's not going to feel well for a day. But it's at the onset of it that she starts feeling the symptoms. So then the halach is, kol tahira she'asas abateicha Vestois tmeyos. Then as soon as the Vest starts, any tahiras that she was busy with, now, for the next, let's call it 12 hours. So during those 12 hours, the hemshech of the vest, everything is going to be tameh. If, however, she usually sees dam, not at the onset of the symptoms, but to the contrary, the dam usually comes towards the end. So let's say she has the symptoms for 12 hours. She doesn't usually see dam at the beginning of the 12 hours. She usually sees it at the end of the 12 hours. Then kol ha-tayrus, she'asa b'teich ha-vest, it's tayrus. Meaning, when it comes to a vest haguf, says the Mishnah, we don't just say, oh, now she's not feeling well, and when she's not feeling well, she sees dam, so the entire time that she's not feeling well, we're going to treat it as a vest. No, we look into it in a more granular way. Does she usually see the dam at the beginning? Does she usually see it at the end? And the vest is going to be based on which time within the symptoms she usually has the riyah. Rabbi Yossi said that this halach is not only true for Vestois Aguf, but af yomim v'shois Vestois. Meaning, the same is true as it relates to yomim. That when it comes to a vest of yomim, so let's say a woman sees dam, yom aflaga, every 27 days she has a riyah. But she always sees it at chatzoy. She sees it at the sixth hour of the day. So then the vest is not going to be the entire day. It's going to be taka the sixth hour of the day. In other words, so for example, she used to see it during Netzachama. She's going to be also during Netzachama. Rabbi Yehuda, says, kol ha-yom. So the Gemara will explain Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. The Gemara, ton. Case number, Rabbi Yehuda, yom v'shoiz vestes. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said, yom v'shoiz vestes, husband, v'dulias roi miyem esrim liyem esrim. If she used to see dam every 20 days, so she sees a vest behaflaga every 20 days. But not just every 20 days. It's always sheish shois. It's always in the afternoon. So yigia yoyim esrim v'loy rasa asur l'shamish. Kol sheish shois harishon. It's the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda's shita is, oh, the yoyim esrim comes. The whole yoyim esrim, she's going to be awesome. Those, the first 6 hours of the day, there's an isser. What do you mean? Her vest is that she usually sees the dam mishesh shois. It doesn't matter. The first 6 hours already, she's going to be awesome. Rabbi Yossi matir ad sheish shois. Rabbi Yossi says, no, up until sheish shois, she's mutter. V'choy sheshes b'sheish shois. During that sixth hour,
she has to be concerned. And if the 6 hour passes and she still didn't see, Ashtura Lishamish Kola Yoim Kuloi Divi Rabbi Yehuda. What about after the 6 hours? So then again, same machloikis, Kuit Rabbi Yehuda Asur Lishamish, Yasi Matwim in Khalamak, Rabbi Yasi is gonna be okay. Notice we have a machloikis. The Brisa that just elaborates a little bit, Ketzad Amar Rav Yosi, on what the Mishnah said, and that is that even though when it comes to vest aguf, it seems like there's no machloikis. Everybody agrees that the vest is based on if the ria usually is at the onset or it's towards the end of the symptoms, but when it comes to a vest of yoimi, there it's a machloikis. According to Rav Yosi, yeah, vest of yoimi, also we take into consideration what time this woman usually has the ria. So if she has it Netzachama, that was the example of the Mishnah, she'll be also Netzachama. If she has it Mishay Shois, that's Chatzois, so she'll be also Mechatzois. According to, but before, she won't be awesome. After, she also won't be awesome. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a little bit more complicated. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda? So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol ha-yoyim shala. That was Rabbi Yehuda's lasha. Rabbi Yehuda's lasha was that if a woman has a yoyim aflaga, she sees dam on this day, the 20th day from the last time she had a riyah, the whole 20th day is going to be awesome. The Gemara explains. The Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, said, Kol ha-layla shala. She's going to be awesome the whole layla. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a specific case. What was the case? The case was that's what Mishnah was talking about. So this woman used to see dam neitzachama first thing in the morning. So Rabbi Yehuda said ein asurela neitzachama. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda said no kol ayoyim. If she sees neitz, she'll be also the whole day. So it was a braisa that had the same case where a woman sees dam neitzachama. Rabbi Yehuda says kol alayla. Now, it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi, that he doesn't say that being that she sees during Neitz, she's only also during Neitz. But although on the one hand this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, on the other hand it's a steerous Rabbi Yehuda. Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, when is she yaser? The whole day. And in the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda says, when is she yaser? The whole night. So when she sees during Neitz, is she going to be also the coming day? Or is it now moving forward going to be the previous night? So the Gemara loikasha hadu regila liris b'chilas yomav hadu regila liris b'soif laila. Neitzachama is literally when the night turns into day. So was the re'ia right before day or was it right after day? So it depends. If it's at the end of the night, then the vest will be the whole night. If the re'ia was right at the beginning of the day, then the vest is going to be the entire day. So the Gemara tani chad one brayser of Yehuda Israel lefnei vesta or matir la'achav vesta. One brayser said that if a woman sees by neitzachama, so she's going to be aser according to Rabbi Yehuda before the vest, she'll be muta afterwards. V'tanya yidach Israel la'achav vesta matir lefnei vesta. Just the opposite. She'll be aser after the vest. She'll be muta before. But like kasha hadur gila mixav soif laila hadur gila mixav b'tchilas yomav. It's the same. If she sees at the end of the night, then she'll be also before, because she'll be also the whole night, like we said. She'll be mutter afterwards, because once it turns to day, she's going to be mutter already. If it was in the reverse, she used to see at the beginning of the day, so then she'll be also moving forward, but she'll be mutter going backwards. On my Rava. Rava says, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. And usually when there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is nimuka yimai. So we usually paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Stating that, Rava said, here the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So if a woman sees dam, usually, she has a vest of yoimi, neitzachama. We don't think she's only also neitzachama. No, she's not just going to be also neitzachama. It's like Rabbi Yehuda said. If it's right at the beginning of the day, she'll be also the whole day. And if it was at the end of the night, she'll be also the whole night. Means she'll be also an entire oina. Either the entire day or the entire night. Faith in Gemara, is that true? Miyama Rava Hachi? Does Rava hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Vatanya, we're going to the Braisa. Vizartim, it's B'nai Yisomitum Asan. Bikanom Rabbi Yirmiya, Azor, Levnei Yisrael, Sheyifrishu, Minishaseyem, Samach Leveslan. This Gemara is in two places in Shas. This is a Gemara in Mesechtis Shvuas, and this is a Gemara right here in Mesechtis Nida as well. And we had to wait until the Afsamach Gimel Amid Beis to see this Gemara, where the Gemara says that this Pasuk, Vizartim, as Bnei Yisrael mitimasam, even though it's not really talking about vestas, but this is the remez, this is the makar in the Torah, azara l'vnei Yisrael, sheyifrushu minishaseyem, samach l'vestam, v'kam, okay, samach l'vestam, what does samach mean? Define samach. Amar Rava, Rava said, oina, an oina, says the Gemara, my lava, oina achriti, doesn't it sound like that if her vest is to see during the day, she has to be samach, meaning the vest is day now, so what is samach l'vestam? The previous night. And if the vest is during the night, so the night is the vest, so what's Samach Levest on? The previous day. So it sounds like Rav is not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, he was a machmer. Rabbi Yossi said that if she sees during Nates, it's only Nates.
If she sees Shei Shai, it's only Shei Shai. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The whole Oina. But it sounds like Rava holds even more than that. It sounds like Rava holds Samach Levestan. That in addition to the vest, in addition to when she sees, whether it's day or night, you have to keep another Oina. So it sounds like it's a Stira, but the Gemara says, Loi, Oisa Oina. Samach Levestan doesn't mean an additional Oina, but rather it means the same Oina. Vitarti, Lom, the one you need both for. It's like Gemara Tzrichat, Yashminon Ha. Had we only had one, I mean, I would have thought, Hanimi Lutairos, Abadabai Loi. Had Rava only said that Loch once, I would have thought, meaning, had we only had our Mishnah, was discussing Tyrus. So maybe in Tyrus, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe when it comes to her husband, not. So Vizartim Espinay Somi Tumasim, that's talking about the Isser Nida as it relates to the Arayas, the Tashmish component. So that's a separate halacha. Vimahi, had we only had that, I mean, I would have thought Samach Levesta Oina Achriti. Maybe I would have thought Samach Levesta means another Oina. Kamash Mulan Oisa Oina. Where did Rabbi say Oisa Oina? By saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So we know Samach Levesta doesn't mean an additional Oina, but rather it means that same Oina. Either way, Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Kuf, Sadik Dalit, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Vestas, the Mechaber Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Sivkot and Beis. B'shas Vesta, Tzorich Lifresh Mimena, Oina Achas. When it comes to Vestas, you have to be Pirish. How much do you have to be Pirish? One Oina. V'loi Mishar Krevois. Ella mitashmish bovad. The halacha of vest only relates to tashmish, but it doesn't relate to shar krivois. The shach says mashma filu chibuk venishuk shari. Even chibuk venishuk will be mutter, and that's the ikar adin. Stating that the shach says miu nira the hamachmer be'ela. If someone's machmer with chibuk and nishuk, and maybe shar krivois as well, tavayala bracha. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is like Rabbi Yehuda. B'shas vesta tzorich lifresh mimeno ina achas. The loy mishar krivois al And it doesn't matter if it's a vest kavua, which is more chamor, or a vest she'ena kavua. The halacha is, there's always going to be an issa for that oina, and only that oina. What's the makar to that? It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita in our Mishnah. Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara clarified Rav's Psach. Samach Levestan means Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It doesn't mean more than Rabbi Yehuda. This is the halacha l'maisa. Stating that, everybody knows the chumra of the Arzarua. The Beis Yosef, right here in Simon Kuf Pei Dalid, brings that the Arzarua said a very big chiddush. The Arzarua said that halacha l'maisa, if a woman has a vest, even a vest she'enoi kavua, any vest, even a vest she'enoi kavua, the halacha is, she has to treat herself as a nida during the oina that she usually sees dam, and the prior oina as well. So if she sees dam during the day, that day that she sees dam, it's a haflog of 20 days, now it's the 20th day, so she's lamuda to see dam now, even if it only happened one time, even if it's a vest she'enoi kavua. So during that day, she's going to be considered a nida based on her vest. And not just that, the night before is going to be the same thing. This is what the Arzarua says. The Beis Yosef brings the Arzarua, and the Beis Yosef says, the entam the shoyrish lidvarim elo. He says, I can't understand. Entam the shoyrish lidvarim elo. Shari begemara mefurish kedivri apoiskim zal. It doesn't make sense. Vikvar kosav ha'ogur al divrei Arzarua chumri yisairi. Beis Yosef says the Arzarua came. He was mechadish ha'chumra. He didn't explain himself. And what he said is kinegad before the Gemara. We just learned the Gemara. Just learning it tafiyomi dig. You see clearly that it's kinegad the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's machloikis Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosi, he's really mekel. If it's shei shoyis, it's only the shei. You figure out exactly when she saw dam. That's the moment of the vest. She does a bedika then. If there's nothing there, you have nothing to worry about. And if she doesn't do a bedika, right, we pass kvestas through abanon, so you also won't have anything to worry about. So it's so cool a dig. Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. No, the whole oina. The Gemara have a mina that the whole oina means, even the previous oina, quote unquote, samach levestan. The Gemara clarified that's not what it means. So l'chur the arzaru is kenegad b'furish Gemara. How could you go kenegad Gemara? As I freaked the Beis Yosef. So Beis Yosef was very, he didn't understand, and clearly not mekabel the arzaru l'halacha. The shitasi in the mechaber, he doesn't make mention of this chumra of the arzaru. Stating that, if you take a look at the Bach says like this: that even though the Beis Yosef was matmiya. Even though the Beis Yosef was matmiya on the Arzarua, the Nir Lafiyas 90, the Kach Ro'i Linoik B'chum Rezu, the Urzarua, the Ain't Suffolk. He says it's Pasha to him. He must have had some sort of Messiah in this, the Urzarua. He says, not like the Beis Yosef said, he took it from nowhere. I don't believe that way. He took it from nowhere. He didn't make it up. And he knew the Beis, the Urzarua did the Gemara that we just learned, Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Elamai, he had a Messiah. He had some sort of Kabbalah. And even though we don't understand the Kabbalah, but we have no choice but to accept it, V'nochem Linag Chum Rezu, V'kach Shamati B'mei Churfi, Sh'ayorit V'ar Hashem Nog Mei Oilam B'chum Rezu. That this is an old Minag, and all the Yireim used to keep this Chumra, this Minag of the Urzarua. So this is right here in the Shulchan. The Beis Yosef was matmi on the Urzarua. He doesn't understand it. In time the Shoyrish, it's certainly connected to Mefurash Gemara. And the Bach didn't really answer the question. The Bach just said that I hear, but at the end of the day, says the Bach, this there must have been a Messiah in it, and he remembers me mechurfi that the Olam used to say that the Yireim and the Shleimim they used to keep this. Lamaisa, the Taz, who, of course, was the son-in-law of the Bach, brings the Chumra of the Urzarua as well. And he says, Umayr v'chamizal, Maishver, Tikein, Es Psako Urzarua hazeh loymar, De'avagaf tehilchaz akarav Yehuda, Mikol makam roi lahachmer alzeh. V'tamua, says the Taz, I don't agree. V'tamua, lahachmer amashem efurish betalmid lakula, befrat bevestis derabonim. He says, I don't hear it. This is not a good enough explanation. There's Ruz Kenegan of Mefurish Gemara. It's not just a Chumra on top of what the Gemara says. The Gemara mentions the Arzaruah's Chumra, and the Gemara knocks it out. Right? The Gemara thought that's what Rava meant. Rava said Sabach Leveston. The Gemara thought Veston is the Oina. Sabach Leveston is an additional Oina, which is the Chumra of the Arzaruah. But the Gemara knocked it out. So says the Taz, the Gemara mentioned it. The Gemara was doichit b'shtei yodayim. We're dealing with vestas that we paskin are only dirabanan, which is a little controversial. But we're paskin with vestas dirabanan as always like the Taz. L'maisa, the Shach also brings the Chumra of the Arzarua, and he brings that the Beis Yosef was matmi, and he's miyash of the Arzarua. He says a pshat. He says a shtickle of pshat. Says the Shach, you know, I think the pshat in the Arzarua is maybe the svar in the Arzarua is that we're dealing with a he was talking about a woman that sometimes sees in the morning, sometimes sees in the afternoon, sometimes sees at night. Being that she's so not mesuder, she's so sporadic in terms of when it is she has a re'iyah, so there, once we're samach levestan, you have to be concerned. Maybe the Gemara was talking about a woman that's a little bit more mesuder. She always sees at night. Or if she always sees at night, so maybe that woman, there's no mukim for samach levestan. But a woman that sometimes at night, sometimes by day, there's no cheshbon at all. Ayin shaman the shach right here, sivkot and zayin. Bottom line is, that's as it relates to today's daf d'arzaru. But that's promise. There was no shay yesterday. But as promised, we have to go back. We have some unfinished business as it relates to the Gemara that we learned on Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis. And that is completely not related to today's daf, but very much related to Daf Samech Aleph's daf. The Gemara did discuss the halacha. Beged she'avad boy kalayim. If you have a beged and there's kalayim inside of it, so you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Because even though a guy's allowed to wear kalayim, you're not being machshel the guy by selling him a beged of kalayim, but at the same time, we're afraid that he may sell it to a yid. The kalayim is not nicker, and he may result in a michshel for a yid that's going to buy it from a guy. Additionally, you're not allowed to make it from it a saddle for your donkey. However, but if you want to bury a mace in a beged shel kalayim, that's not a problem. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef commented. He said, Zoysay meris. Can learn from here that mitzvahs betelos la'asad lavoi. That la'asad lavoi, there's going to be no mitzvahs. He said, why? Because if la'asad lavoi, there's going to be mitzvahs, then l'chura, how could you bury a mace in tachrichin? Yeah, right now, the mace is dead. And right now, when a person's not alive, he can't do mitzvahs, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. But at the same time, what's going to be la'asad lavoi? So from the fact that you can bury a mace in tachrichin, Rabbi Yosef said, you see from here something very important as it relates to halacha, as it relates to Jewish philosophy, mitzvahs betelos la'asad lavoi. Now, the truth is, there's a lot of things that need to be clarified in this Gemara. Number one, when Rabbi Yosef says la'asad lavoi, what's he referring to? What's the definition of la'asad lavoi? So we say in the nusach of Ein Aroich, on Shabbos davening, nusach svard, Ein Aroich l'cha Hashem alikeinu ba'ilum azeh, ve'ein zulascha malkeinu l'chaye ha'ilum abo. Efes piltecho ge'alenu limoysa mashiach, ve'ein doyme l'cha mashiyenu l'schiyas ha'meisim. The teres chayim. In Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik, in the beginning of Perek Chelek says that you see from here, his nusach is ein ke'erkecho, nusach ashkenaz. But nusach svar, the same thing. If you see from the nusach of davening that there's four tkufos in the Bria. There's Olam Hazeh, there's Olam Haba, there's Yemos HaMashiach, and there's Tchias HaMeisim. As it relates to La'asul Lava, you have Olam Haba, you have Yemos HaMashiach, and you have Tchias HaMeisim. So the question is, when we say mitzvahs betelos La'asul Lava, what was Rezeh referring to? What did he mean when he said La'asul Lava? He meant Olam Haba? He meant Yemos HaMashiach? Or he meant Tchias HaMeisim? So the truth is, if you take a look in Tosfos here in the Sugya, Tosfos is very, very mefurish, and Tosfos says it's above a Basra, that Vayin Dalet as well, that it's poshut that when Rabbi Yosef said mitzvahs betelos La'asul Lava, he was referring to Tchias HaMeisim. And he says pshat based on a Gemara Mesachtes Ksubis Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Amar Abchia Bar Yosef At Sidim Tzadikim Sheyamdu B'mal Dusheim. The Tzadikim by Tchias HaMeisim are going to get up wearing their clothing Kalvachay Mechita, and he learned the Kalvachay Mechita. What do you see from there? That the Tzadikim are going to get up Lassad Lavoi by Tchias HaMeisim wearing their clothing. He said that's where Rabbi Yosef was coming from. He knew the Gemara. The Tzadikim are going to get up with their clothing. Which clothing? The clothing that they were buried in with the Tachrichin. If mitzvahs are going to be Nogeya Lachat Tchias HaMeisim, the Mesam are going to all get up wearing tachrichin that I made out of shatnas. And even though they're anoyness, but maybe loisachilim, you don't put someone into a matzav anoyness, that's a whole discussion for itself. But the point is that mitzvahs betelos la'asad lavoi, Rabbi Yosef's raya was from this gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yad Aleph Amid Beis. In other words, what did he mean when he said la'asad lavoi? He was referring to this man of Tchias HaMeisim. Azoy Shteit in Tosfos, that's what the Ritva says as well, and it's Pashit. It's Yedua that Rabbi Chanan Vasamin, Hashem Yom Kum Damai, in his Kovet Shiurim, it's a Chelik Beis, it's Simin Chav Tes, Klera Chakira HaYudua, as it relates to Rabbi Yosef's Halacha. Rabbi Yosef said, Mitzvahs Betelos Lasa Lavai, which we just clarified, Shitas Toisvus, for sure, there's another Shit in the Rishonim, but that's Shitas Toisvus that it's referring to La'achat Tchias HaMeisim. Klaik Rabbi Chonon, what's the pshat that mitzvahs are not going to be Nogeya La'achat Tchias HaMeisim? He said, is the pshat that it's a taich in the tkufa of Tchias HaMeisim? Meaning the Torah was given and it was meant for Olam Hazeh. Once we're in the next phase of creation, we're in the phase of Tchias HaMeisim, there's no mitzvahs. Mitzvahs weren't meant for that tkufa. Mitzvahs were meant for this tkufa. The pointer is the tkufa of Tchias HaMeisim. The zman of Tchias HaMeisim is not mechayev mitzvahs. It's a zman when people are going to be patim in a mitzvahs. Just like before the Torah was given. So the world was tayu b'loy Torah. There was a tkufa where there was no chiyuv in Torah mitzvahs. So la'achat Tchias HaMeisim is going to be a tkufa where there'll be no chiyuv in mitzvahs. It's a The pointer is the tkufa of La'asul Lavai, the tkufa of Tchias HaMeisim. Or said Rabbi Chanan, maybe that's not the pshat. It could be it's not a din in the zman of Tchias HaMeisim. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that when a person dies, he's spot them in a mitzvah. It's Rabbi Yochanan's memory. The Gemara mentioned it on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis. La'meisim chafshi, when a person dies, he becomes chafshi min ha-mitzvahs. Who's going to be around by Tchias HaMeisim? These are going to be people that were once dead that now came back alive. When a person dies, he becomes spot them in a mitzvah. Yesh loymar, mitzvahs betel Loss of loving means that when a person dies, he's patim in a mitzvah, and even if he comes back alive, he remains patim in a mitzvah. So the pointer is not the tkufa, the pointer is the gavra, it's the misa. The person that had died, he's the reason you're patim. Will be enough gemina? Will people procreate lachat chiyas ha-meisim? Will people have children lachat? Oh, very good. Will people have children lachat chiyas ha-meisim? So if we assume, yeah, those children who had never died before. If you hold Mrs. Potato's loss of love, it means that whole tkufa, that zman, is patim in a mitzvah. So those children will be patim in a mitzvah. If Mrs. Potato's loss of love has nothing to do with the zman, it's the person that died that's patim in a mitzvah. So luchura, those people hadn't died yet. And as a result, they'd be chayiv in mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan says another nafkamina. He says that, v'achiluk ben shnei ha-perushim oid, lefi ma'ashakasa b'shayil s'chuvas radvaz. The Ratvaz and the Tshuva brings B'shem the Ritva. And this Ritva is in two places. This Ritva is in Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. And this Ritva is also in Mesachtes Tainis Daf Lamed Alef. At the very end of Mesachtes Tainis, Ritva says a Dover Nifla. He says that there's going to be two Tchias HaMeisims. There's going to be the Tchias HaMeisim. That's where everyone's going to get up. It's going to be the Yom HaGod of Anoira. Hashem is going to judge everybody. Meaning even though after a person dies, he's judged. But there's going to be another judgment, another din v'cheshbin, the Yom HaGod of Anoira, that's going to happen in the end of days. That's the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim. Everyone's going to get up for that Tchias HaMeisim, and depending on the outcome of that din v'cheshbin, that will determine what happens to people. But there's another Tchias HaMeisim, says the Ritva, and that's going to happen during Yemos HaMashiach. That's before the Tchias HaMeisim. When Mashiach's going to come, Eliyahu HaNavi, Malchus Beis David, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, and there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim then for Yechidim. You know what Yechidim? These are the people that were Mesabel Yerushalayim. Chazal say, Kol Mesabel Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'Roya V'Simchasa. And those people are going to come back alive. The Pasuk says in Daniel, Ashrei HaMechaka V'Yagia L'Yomim. And anyone that was Mechaka will be Yagia L'Yomim. What are those yomim that he's going to get? He's going to arrive during those days, during the Yemos HaMashiach, and he's going to witness a second Tchias HaMeisim. So says Rabbi Chanan, those tzaddikim that are going to get up during that Tchias HaMeisim, will they be chayiv mitzvahs? Will they be potim in mitzvahs? If mitzvahs pateilus lasad lava is a taichin the tkufa, which tkufa is it referring to? Not Yemos HaMashiach. It's referring to la'achat Tchias HaMeisim. This is not la'achat Tchias HaMeisim. Even though they had a personal Tchias HaMeisim, but it's not the Tchias HaMeisim. As a result, they'll be chayiv mitzvahs. If, however, mitzvah teilus lasad lava is a din in the person, that when a person dies, even though he comes back alive, the halacha is he's potim in a mitzvah, then l'chayiv they'd be potim in a mitzvah. Says Rabbi Chanan, if this is true, and I think it is, then you have a pashat raya to my chakira from the Gemara Minayobay. Because what did the Gemara say? Rabbi Yosef said, Zoysei meres, mitzvahs beteilos lasa lavai. What's his raya? That mitzvahs beteilos, we'll leave Rabbi Chanan's raya. But either way, so this is Rabbi Chanan. Now the truth is, if you take a look at the Ritva right here on our Gemara says, Rabbi Chanan's tut stadim. And the truth is that Rabbi Chanan, at the end of this piece in Kovitz Yurim, again, it's a Cheluk Bey, Simchav Tes, he quotes the Ritva and he says, Ayin Sham, everything Rabbi Chanan said, Kemat, is Mefurish in the Ritva. It's a beautiful Ritva right here. But I'll just tell you one Ha'ara. The Ritva, Toich Dvarav, when he entertains this tzad, that maybe when Rabbi Yosef said, Mitzvah's Betelus, Lasad Lava, he didn't mean it's the Tkuf of Tchias HaMeisim where Mitzvah's are going to be Betelus. But it's more because the people die. And any person that dies, even if he comes back alive, he merits Tchias HaMeisim, he's potim in HaMitzvahs. Because L'Meisim Chavshi is a poiter that remains, even if the person that died came back alive. Meaning, if a person has a personal Tchias HaMeisim, he comes back alive, he's still going to be potim in HaMitzvahs. So, Sefer Ritva, that's the case of Akasha. The Kasha is, we're familiar with the Meisim Shehechyo Yecheskel. Yecheskel was Mechaya Meisim. And the Gemara says in Perik Chelik that one of the Amiram said that I'm from the descendants of the Meisim Shehechi Yecheskel, the Elu Tefillin, these are the Tefillin that my grandfather gave me. Yeah, this is what he bought me for my bar mitzvah present. He bought me Tefillin. These are the Tefillin that I got from my grandfather. Freik to Ritva, Ritva's Kasha. Freik to Ritva, if I'm right, that Mitzvah Tehillos Lasa Lavi means that if a person comes back to life because of Tchias HaMeisim, he's potim in HaMitzvahs. Why were the Meisim Shehechi Yecheskel putting on Tefillin? L'chayru, they were potim in HaMitzvahs. Azoy Freik to Ritva, says the Ritva, you have to say that Enochanami they were putting on tefillin, but they weren't putting on tefillin because they had to put on tefillin. But they were putting on tefillin like an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. And he says, just like you find the Ovis kept the Torah before the Torah was given, even though they didn't have to, but L'chura, they were an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. That means if someone dies, comes back alive because of Tchias HaMeisim, he could keep mitzvahs and he can get schar, maybe like an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, but only like an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. So based on everything that we just said, I'll tell you one cheshbon. And that is as follows. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Dav Chav Ches on the days, that Reb Zera was sick. And when he was sick, he sat at the door of Rabbi Yehuda Barami's Beis Medrash. Omar, he said, Ki nafki va'ayli Rabbanon. He was too shakud more than Reb Zera. So he said that when the Rabbanim are going to come in and out, Eka mikamayu, I'm going to stand up for them. V'akabu bu'agro. It's like this, I'll get schar, I'll be rewarded for the fact that I'll be mechabed atayr. Meaning Reb Zera wanted to learn, but he was so shvach he couldn't learn Torah. So Reb Zera said, I can't learn Torah, what's the next best thing? I can be mechabed to learn the Torah. So he said, I'm going to sit down in front of the Beis Medrash, literally I'll park myself, and when the chevedi and the light, the bochum, they walk in and out of Beis Medrash, I'll stand up, I'll sit down, and he was shvach, but I'll stand up, I'll sit down, I'll give them covered, and through that, I'll have a chelik. But why did Reb Zera say he wants to do that? He said, the reason I'll do it is v'akabu bu'akru, like this I'll get schar. Everybody asks, Reb Zera wanted to be mechaber the Torah so you can get schar. Al tignus ish soichle said. Al tiu kavodim amshamshin asarav amanasa kabel pras. El tiu kavodim amshamshin asarav shleim amakabel pras. So we've spoken that in the past. Dvarim neflum from the Bnei Yisrael. Chanukah, you have to speak out from the Bnei Yisrael. So the Bnei Yisrael said like this. He said that the pasuk says mepnei seva takum va'adarta pnei zokin v'yoreisu me'alikecha ani Hashem. And he brings from the Zohar Kodesh that said mepnei seva takum.
If you stand up, you're mechabed your elders. V'darta p'nei zaken. Who's a zaken? Zeh shekana chachma. You give kavod to a talmud chacham. You know what the reward's going to be? V'yoreisa melekecha. It's a school of Yerushalayim. The schar that you're going to get is Yerushalayim. When a person is mechabed loim de Torah, the reward is Yerushalayim. Zok de helu givnei saschar. It's true. Al tiu kavodim amsham shenas rav amanas lekavu pras. But what's the reward for being mechabed loim de Torah? V'yoreisa melekecha. He said Yerushalayim. If you have a school, you can do something that will bring you Yerushalayim, you run and you do it. That's what it's all about. That's what underpins everything. So ordinarily, but this is the exception to the rule. Because what's the schar for Vadartu Pnei Zokin? It's for Yerasim Elekecha. Said the Bnei Sosch, well, this you can understand something unbelievable. Antignus Soichai said, that's the end of the Mishnah. What's the juxtaposition between these two things? What's the smichos? Zokt the Bnei Yisosk, you know what the Mishnah is coming to say? Al tiyuk avodim sham shenas rav amanasa kavu pras. But there's one exception to the rule. V'yimayr shamayim alecha. If the reward is v'yareisa me'alekecha, so then, faker, you could be a b'pnei seva tokum, you could be v'adar to b'nei zokin al manasa kavu pras. That's p'shan rab zera. But I was thinking something else. Everybody knows the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Dav Zayin Odeis. The Gemara says, Rabba and Rab Zera, they prophet Sudas Purim together. Rabba drank, come Rabba, shachta l'Rab Zera. The Gemara says that everybody, Rabbi killed Rab Zera at the Sudas Purim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi davened, and they brought Rab Zera back to life. If that's the case, Rab Zera, after he was brought back to life, had a din of an ein mitzvah vaisa, right? He wasn't a mitzvah vaisa because we had one side of Rabbi Chanan's chakira, which Rabbi Chanan, by the way, we didn't speak of Rabbi Chanan's right, but this is his ikur tzad, and the Ritva says mafurish that if someone has tchias ha-mesim, he comes back alive, like the mesim shechi yecheskel, they only have a din of an ein mitzvah vaisa. If that's the case, I think we have the answer. The Gemara says in Masech the Soita daf Yudalad Amid Aleph, Dorish Rab Simloi, Mipnei Man Nesava Moshe Rabbeinu Lekonis L'Eretz Yisrael. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu dying so badly to go into Eretz Yisrael? 515 tfilos, the gematria of the word Veschanan. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? V'chilecha Mipriyo Tzarech, Oy L'spaya Mituva Tzarech. What, he wanted to eat the peiros? Elo, Oma Moshe, Harbe Mitzvah Sinsav Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs that we have in Meskaim and Eretz Yisrael. And the only place you can do these mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Ekone sani la'aretz. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Kidei she'yiskaim u'kulan al yodai. It's like this, I'll be able to do all the mitzvahs. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Eibush told him, Klum ata mevakish elu l'schab l'schab. So Moshe Rabbeinu, let's be honest. All you want is the schar, right? Malani olecho kilo asisim. I'll give you Nahamad HaChisufa. I'll give you the schar as if you did it. You have nothing to rate the Marsha. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvahs to get schar. Antignus Soichai said, Al Tiu Kavodim Amisham Shin as a Rabbi Manasa Kabu Pras. Says the Marsha, a tremendous Yisoev that Tachroinim quote. And that is, the only time it's true that you're not allowed to be Mashamash Rabbah Manasa Kabu Pras is if you're a mitzvah vaisa. So if you have a mitzvah, Hashem commanded you to do something, do it because Hashem told you to do it. Don't do it because of the schar that you're going to get as a result of doing it. But in Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, Hot Nish Kain Tzivoy. So in Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, he's allowed to do mitzvahs. He's allowed to do mitzvahs al manasa kabu pras. Moshe Rabbeinu was told you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have a din of a mitzvah vaisa. So if he was an ein mitzvah vaisa, klapping the mitzvahs atlius bar, it says the marshon chedush agod the soita yudal ramen aleph. He was allowed to be mishamish rav al manasa kabu pras. If that's the case, maybe that's the pshat. Reb Zera died. He came back alive. When he came back alive, he had a din of an ein mitzvah vaisa. Or if he had a din of an ein mitzvah vaisa, he's allowed to be mishamish rav al manasa kabu pras. So Reb Zera l'shitasai in Masech des Erevin daf chav ches on the day said, I'm going to be mechaber tamid chachamim. Why? Eikam mikamayu v'akabu bu'agra. Ay, al tiu kavodim amisham shenatzarav amanasa kavod pras. That's only a mitzvah voice. Reb Zera was the name of a mitzvah voice.